Hello, hello. OMG. It has been a minute. Let me tell you why. I got the thing that's going around. I live in upstate New York, so the weather isn't the best. The hot, the cold, the hot, that's hilarious. It was never hot. But the ups and downs of the weather, the germs that are just everywhere, and I got it. I got very sick, and I'm okay, but we did have to postpone the holidays for a little bit. However, I am just finally getting into the flow of working again, and my first week of the new year was completely packed with clients not complaining, but it also made a really hard and challenging time for me to get all these episodes out. Now, let me just go back a little bit. Welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast, and happy 2025. I am so excited. Are you surprised? That's always the energy I'm bringing. I'm so excited for this new year, this new energy, and this new awesomeness that is unfolding before us. Now, before I get into all the details, I gotta tell you, I really did get out of the flow for a little bit. I don't know if you've ever been there, but when you get sick, you really have to focus on healing, but you still have kids and family and obligations and dogs that need to be fed and all the things. So clearly, a little bit of work took a back seat. A little bit of my passion projects, this podcast being one of them, kind of took a back seat, and I got out of the flow. And then I got overwhelmed, and it just started to spiral from there. I got overwhelmed with how much time had passed, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it's been almost a month since I've recorded a podcast. Now, if this is an advertisement for batching, I don't know what is. I have the hardest time, and my podcast coach will confirm, I have the hardest time with batch recording because, as y'all know me, I am, when the spirit moves me, that's when I'm doing something. The spirit was not moving me off my couch for the last week or two of December into the first week of January. And so I was listening because I am one to listen to my body, to listen to the energy, to listen and trust my gut of what's happening in my physical body and my mind and in my spirit. And I just needed rest. And you know what? It was crazy to me because I had such a phenomenal 2024, guys. Like, I didn't even get to do a real reflection wrap-up episode, but I did sit down with myself and with my phone. I think I told you guys this is how I do my reflections. If not, feel free to DM me and I'll give you all the goods. But I did sit down and I did a reflection, and it was 3 pages. I'm looking at the notebook. Three full pages of phenomenal things that had happened to me in 2024. Now, I'm not bragging, but I am a little, but I'm only a little because if you've been listening for any amount of time, you know that the last 6 years have been complete effing shit. So, not complete shit. I mean, there's some decent things that happened in the last 6 years. However, there's some real big traumas that I experienced in the last 6 years, personally, professionally. You can read all about it in my new book, Unlocking Success with Jack Canfield. Ah, that's not subliminal. That is a blatant in your face by my new book. Because, yep, that's out, people. Oh, I can't believe I missed all of this with you guys. I mean, I didn't miss it. I still experienced it. And if you follow me on LinkedIn or Insta, you probably were right along with me. And if you're only a podcast person, please go to LinkedIn, go to Instagram, catch up. I'm going to give you all the goods in the next few episodes because today I will be batching, but I'm going to be putting a lot of them out today. So you can catch up with me just as quickly as I'm putting this out, because I'm a big believer of like putting the past in the past and moving forward, but I seem to be stuck in this podcast energy that I need to wrap up 2024 in a way that honors what has already happened and moving forward into this new energy and how I'm kicking off 2025, which that's a whole different episode. But the last 6 years have been crazy. 2024 was complete magic. I swear I rode on a unicorn into 2024 and I'm still riding the high, but it was crazy to me that I actually ended. I think the unicorn dropped me at some point, and that's why I got sick. And so here's hoping she's coming back for me, because I expect 2025 to be just as magical, if not more. And I'm putting it out there. Mark my words, people, I've got plans. So here's a few of the episodes that I had planned to put out at the end of 2024 and to start the new year that I didn't have the opportunity to. But all of the thoughts are in my head, and I'm probably going to record those episodes anyway and just put them out. So the next, I don't know, 3, 4, maybe 5, who knows, episodes are going to be in real time, as in like today I'm recording. I'm going to be putting them out, so you're going to be able to like catch up on all the things, learn some lessons, get some aha moments, and it's going to be like a binge. Like just go all in, go for a long drive, or turn on the bath and just relax and enjoy this journey, because it's going to be a wrap up and it's going to be a setup and then a launch, if you will. And so I'm going to talk about a couple things. Here are the episodes that I planned on putting out. Some I'm actually just skipping and crossing off because they're not as relevant anymore, like my grown-up Christmas list episode. So that's going away. Maybe I'll do that next year. But I really, really wanted to dive into the biggest investment that I've ever made in my business and how it's going so far. My 5 years in business celebration. OMG. Dude, I celebrated 5 years as a full-time entrepreneur. Now that shit needs to be celebrated with its own episode. And it actually happened on 12/31, because that's when my lawyer actually like put through the paperwork and it came through, and LLC, the whole thing. I was at Disney. It's a whole vibe. I'll tell you the story in the separate episode. It's called Woohoo 5 years, baby. Maybe. We'll see if I name it that. That's what I thought I was going to name it, but we'll see. And then my word of the year, you heard me tease that out in my past episode. The word of the year is now in my brain. She's there. She's beautiful. And it's been coming up all the time. I can't wait to share a little bit about that. And then, of course, some bold predictions for 2025. I got a big ass calendar from Jesse Etzler. He's my guy. He's actually one of my former coaches. And so I'm excited for the first time to actually unbox this big ass calendar. I know it's like mid-January. I don't care. I'm a little late, but actually I'm right on time. So I am fully rested, fully healed. I cannot wait to talk to you about all the things I plan on manifesting in 2025, how you can do it too, who I'm taking with me, where I'm going. I'm already booking plane tickets to all the places. It's just going to be exciting as hell. And I'm excited to take you with me. And there's a lot of things that will start to come out in this book that you're going to read that are more of a spiritual, faith-filled version of me. I know you guys know I love Jesus. I don't keep it a secret, but I feel like my first book was very, it was a masculine blended with feminine, with the LinkedIn being the masculine platform. And I'm teaching people how to really do it in their own way, in a very feminine way that works for them. The Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn book is still a hit. Like, she's still vibing. I'm still promoting it. I'm still booking keynotes and workshops with it. Book club is coming up for Q1. And so I'm really excited to continue the owning your awesome side of things, but I'm also really excited to start to tease out professionally my spiritual faith side and the resilience that I have built over the last 6 years. And this book, the Jack Canfield book that I'm a part of, is a beautiful way of me kind of teasing that, if you will. So I will start to talk a little bit more about that book once I get you guys all caught up, and you'll hear a lot more about that. So this episode really is just to kind of say, hey, I'm back. Hope you missed me. I got your messages. I did not stop podcasting. If anything, I'm actually going very hard podcasting in 2025. I'm going to start recording these on YouTube so I can do a YouTube page, because y'all tell me you love me on video. So I get it. I talk with my hands. I'm very theatrical. And I have a hard time like recording these on video because I'm in my pajamas. Actually, I'm in my workout outfit right now. I just worked out, a little upper body strength. I'm trying to get some muscles this year. And my hair is in a knot. And honestly, I don't give a shit. I may just do it like this because this is how I roll, right? This is the real me. And so I'm figuring out how the video side of the podcast works. But the podcast I'm actually investing in, I'm going strong, I'm going hard, I'm getting sponsors. It's going to be a whole vibe. It's not going to be a weird, there's commercials all over the place. It's going to be totally on brand for me where I'm infusing it. And I'm only sharing the things, the people, the places, the opportunities that I use and that I love. And so I'm excited for that when that happens. But I'm really excited for this new energy, this new business strategy of mine, this new awesomeness that I'm bringing to the table when it comes to LinkedIn, books, podcasts, coaching, and so much more. Oh, and of course, how I'm fighting the devil because he is all up in my shit. He is trying to distract me, something fierce, and I'm just not going to let him. And I'll talk about that too in the future. All right, friends, thank you so much for catching up. Hopefully this was a short, enjoyable car ride for you. Stay tuned. I'm going to go record the next 5 episodes and I'm going to just bang them out and give them to you as soon as we're done. Until next time, keep being awesome. Happy 2025.